All right, so we have been studying the book of Colossians, and sino sa inyo rito naka-attend na kayo two times nung nag-start tayo ng series? Okay, so we've learned in the first week the supremacy of Christ. Last week we've learned Christ's supremacy over religion. It means what Christ did is enough. What Christ did on the cross is it paid everything. Wala ka nang kailangan o pwedeng idagdag. Dahil yung ginawa pa lang ni Jesus Christ, tapos na. Alright? So kung meron ka pang dinadagdag at meron ka pang ginagawa para mas masave ka, well, it doesn't please God. Because anything that Christ did on the cross, everything that Christ did on the cross, it paid all your sins. Sabihin mo nga, all. Kung all, it means lahat. Kung ibig sabihin ng lahat, wala nang pwedeng natira. Okay, so wala ka nang pwedeng pagtrabahuhan kasi lahat ng ginawa natin nabayaran na Jesus Christ sa cross. You know, we will be studying the chapter 3 of Colossians, and I want to start reading in verse 1. You know, I'd like to read from verse 1 to verse 5. It says there, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." Verse 2, "Set your minds in things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, when you also will appear with him in glory." Last verse, "Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry." Can we just pray as we continue this? Lord, we thank you, Father, for you will speak through us, Lord. Lord, you will speak through me, and Lord, you will speak to us. I pray, Father, that this will be a powerful message, because it's not just, Lord, me speaking here, but it's your Holy Spirit speaking in each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let me go back to verse 1. I'd like to start this by emphasizing the word seated. Sabi dyan, "Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." If you will imagine, I don't know if you can imagine with me, God is in heaven and Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God. It means nakaupo si Lord, nanonood sa atin. And if He is seated on the throne, it means, okay, hindi na siya gumagalaw na nagsasacrifice ng sin. It means everything, okay, was already done when He was still here on earth. Yung pagkabatay niya sa cross, yung pagbayad niya sa mga kasalanan nating lahat, it was already paid for when He died and resurrected on the cross. And that's why He is seated on the throne. Seated signifies that everything is finished. It means everything is over. It means everything is complete. Kung iniisip mo na tuwing gumagawa ka ng kasalanan, napapako ulit si Jesus Christ sa cross, well, you're wrong. Everything that you have done, the sins that you have done, the sins that you will do tomorrow, the sins that you will do next month, everything that you will do from now and before now, it has been paid for by Jesus Christ. You know, the seated means there that everything is complete. Lord, wala na pala akong kailangang idagdag. Lord, wala na pala ang kulang pa sa ginawa mo. You know, at times when we don't understand that He is seated at the throne, sometimes when we don't understand that, we try to add. We try to do something else. We try to pay for our own sins. We try to not sin so much. You know, ayoko masyado mag-sin. Kasi kapag nag-sin ako, papakuin na naman si Jesus Christ sa cross. Kasi kapag nag-sin ako, all over God will forgive me again. Yung salvation ko will have no power. Yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa cross, mawawala ng bisa. Kasi kapag nag-sin ako, balik na naman ako sa una. Hindi po ganun yun. When He died for us, it was already finished from the very beginning until the end. Lahat-lahat, nabayaran na yun ni Lord. Are we clear on that? You know, we have to understand that, yes, it might seem that the battle is ongoing. The battle to sin is ongoing, but we already won the victory over sin. Di ba minsan meron tayong thinking na, Lord, possible kaya na mag-overcome ko tong kasalanan na to? Meron bang ganun sa inyo, nakaka-relate kayo? Yung parang, Lord, siguro itong kasalanan na to, parang kaya ko tong hindi gawin. Pero ito, possible ba talaga na darating yung araw na hindi ko na ito magagawa? Is it really possible? You know what? The battle might seem ongoing, but it's already finished. We already won when He died for us on the cross. You have been raised from the dead. Okay? You have been died for. You have been raised with Jesus Christ. The question is, why were we raised from the dead? Okay? Bakit ba kailangan erase tayo ni Jesus Christ? You have to understand, you have to ask that yourself that question. Why did Jesus Christ raise me? You know, the reason is because you were dead. Hindi naman kailangan, wala naman tayong nakitang buhay na kailangan pang erase. The only reason for someone to be raised is because that person is dead. And all of us, we are dead. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Yan, patay yan dati. Okay? Yung iba dyan, baka hanggang ngayon, no? Nag-alakad lang, pero patay talaga. O yung iba, amoy patay. Okay? The reason why we have to be raised is because we were dead. And why are we dead? Why were we dead? It's because of sin. You know, I'd like to read in James chapter 1, in verse 15, sabi dyan, then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, it gives birth to death. You know, because of sin, we are dead. Another verse in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. The reason why you're dead, the reason why you have to be raised up because you're dead, is because of sin. Dahil sa kasalanan. Ganong katindi yung kasalanan. And I don't know if you could relate with me, maybe for some of you here, I don't know, sino sa inyo rito natatandaan nyo pa yung buhay mo dati nung hindi mo pa nakakilala si Christ? Yan. Or maybe hanggang ngayon, no, yung pa rin yung buhay mo. Okay, I can just remember before, nung hindi pa po ako Kristiyano, hindi po ako lumaki sa Christian family. I did not grow up really good. You know, I grew up in a marketplace in Tagalog sa palengke. You know, that's where I grew up. Nasunugan po kami ng bahay and I literally was selling in the market. And of course, kung nasa palengke ka, lahat ng klase ng tao nandoon. 'Di ba? Yung mga maririnig mo lahat. Okay, nag-aaway, nagmumurahan. So, you know, as young as 10 years old, yun yung buhay ko. Okay, nakikita ko yung mga nagpapatayin dyan sa kanto. And that's what my life was. That's why, you know, when I became when I was in college, naging full grown na yung sin sa buhay ko. Bawat sentence pag pumapasok ko sa classroom when I was studying in college, "Oy, classmate po." Tut, di ba? Ganun ako dati. As in kada, "Ay, grabe, ang galing, galing po." Lahat. "Pumasa ako sa exam po." Lahat. As in, lahat ng sentence, merong mura. And that's true. I don't know if I cannot even imagine going back there. But my classmates know me for that. Yung pagdating ko, ayun na naman yung masayahin, maingay na malakas magmura. Ayun, ako yun. And not just that, I know when I was not yet a Christian, I do not respect my parents, especially my dad. Hindi kami close ng tatay ko. Natatandaan ka pa, may away kami dati. Sabi ng tatay ko sa akin, "Demonyo ka talaga! Grabe, ganun katindi. Demonyo daw ako." Sabi ko sa tatay ko, "Mana-mana lang yan." Totoo yun. Sinabi ko yun. That's how I was so disrespectful towards my dad. Talagang pag nag-aaway kami ng tatay ko, talagang parang shooting. Ganun kami, narinig ng mga kapitbahay, ganyan. I don't respect my father. And I don't know, for some of you, maybe you could relate with me. Nung bata ako, nung nasa school ako, nangungopya ako. Baka yung iba sa inyo rito, hindi ka nakaka-relate, di ba? Sino sa inyo rito na try mo na mangopya? Yan, kahit naman sino yata, no? I learned how to cheat when I was in grade 4. Ang lupit, no? I studied in a Chinese school. Nag-aral kasi ako sa Chinese school. And yung Chinese school na yun, ang hirap nila magpa-test. And di ko masyadong maintindihan, so doon ako nagsimulang mangopya. Hindi ko na kayang i-memorize yung mga characters eh. Sobrang hirap. So, yung ball pen, nilalagyan ko yun ng characters. Meron akong mechanical pencil, nilalagyan ko ng karayom. Yun na nagiging bala niya. kasi yung pinanguukit ko dun sa ball pen. So pag nagtetest ako, di ba? Hindi halata. That was my life before. And you know, speaking of vices, I'm not proud of this, but I know, and I started smoking, I think when I was 14 or 15. And I continued smoking until when I was in college. And that was my life. You know, I live in sin. I was dead because of sin. Lahat ng yung buhay ko dati, I don't know if you're familiar with The Walking Dead. Okay, I think we have a picture or not. This is not in Walking Dead, but this is from the movie. Anong movie yan? Warm Bodies. Yung iba, okay lang. Kahit zombie siya, basta ganyan ka pogi. Kahit kagating niya ako, kahit saan part ng body. Di ba? Hindi naman sana, no? You know, speaking of zombies, you know, they are dead. And all they think was to eat brain of people. They don't have a purpose. Their purpose is just to survive and eat. Yun lang yung buhay nila. Okay? Wala na silang ibang ginagawa. You know what? When we were not with Christ, we are like zombies. We don't have a purpose. Hindi mo nga naiisip na makasalanan ka eh. Dati pag nagmumura ako, akala ko pag tumatawa sila, kailangan ko pa magmura ulit. Kailangan dagdagan ko pa kasi masaya sila eh. Di ba? There was never a time that I thought that, you know, I was so sinful already. I have to stop. No. I have no purpose. Everything that is in me is because of sin. I just want to sin. I don't think of, masama na itong ginagawa ko. I just sin. And eventually, I met Christ. You know, 12 years ago, nung time na sobrang sama ng buhay ko, ang dami na nangyayari, I encountered Jesus Christ. And you know, you have to understand that it was never us who encountered Him. It was Him who encountered us. The moment that you came here in this place, maybe for some of you, dito na kayo na save sa lugar na to, na-invite kayo ng classmate nyo, siguro yung isip nyo, siguro kung hindi ako nagpunta nung araw na yun, hindi ako masisave. Hindi. The reason why you were here, why you were invited, is because God predestined that day. God ordained that specific day when you came here and you were invited and you got saved. Everything was just arranged by God. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, pinili ko si Lord, hindi. Left to ourselves, we can never choose God. God chose us. God loved us. And you know, John 3:16 is very familiar, a very familiar verse. It says there, "For God so loved the world." Ano bang kamahal-mahal sa mundo? No? I don't even understand that verse. I kept on asking God, "Lord, explain me this verse." This is a very familiar verse, yet it's very unthinkable. God so loved the world. What is so loving about the world? People are sinful. People are selfish. People are apathetic. People, there's nothing to love in people in the world. But it says there, God so loved the world. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, mahal ka ni Lord. Hindi ko rin maintindihan kung bakit. Kung bakit tayo mahal ni Lord. But God just so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. Kaisa-isa. That whoever shall believe in Him shall never perish. Kasi diba, because of sin, your punishment is to go to hell. That is your destiny. That is your destiny. Because of sin, you will spend eternity in hell. That is just the punishment of sin. Whether we like it or not, some people will just go to hell. And it says there, perish. But if you will believe, it says in that verse, you will not perish, but will have an eternal life. You will be spending with God in eternity in heaven. That's just the gift of God. That is just the love of God shown there on the cross. Are you still with me? You know, the picture of the love of God is like, let me show you a picture of a Hoover Dam. Okay? That dam, okay? Na-excite ako. Ako pa man din yung nagsabi nung meeting namin. Guys, yung pronunciation nyo, a dam. Hindi yung isa. That dam, okay? Okay? It's so magnificent. It is so beautiful. Okay? I can just, you know, grabe nung experience ko. Nung nakita ko yan sa picture. Okay, hindi pa po ako nakapunta dyan. Nakita ko lang siya. Sino sa inyo rito nakapunta ka na dyan? Sa Hoover Dam. Okay? And I don't know, yung dam na yan, sobrang laki niyan. Ang daming reservoir ng tubig. And then, imagine yourself, you're in front of that dam. Wala bang Tagalog yung dam? Ang hirap, baka may masabi akong iba eh. In front of that dam, okay, nakatayo ka. Imaginin mo yon. Ang taas-taas niya, tapos nakatayo ka dun sa, ano, sa harap. And imagine, you know, watching it, so beautiful. And then suddenly, you saw a crack forming from sa iba, sa ilalim. Unti-unti nagka-crack yung, ano, yung wall. Tapos habang nagka-crack, nakita mo. So syempre, dahil may crack, bibigay yung wall. Sino sa inyo rito matatakot ka kung ikaw yun? Diba? Malilibing ka ng buhay doon sa tubig. And then suddenly, the water just gushed out. Okay, papunta na sa'yo. Kasi wala na yung wall, nag-crack na eh. Can you imagine with me? And then imagine, okay, dahil ikaw yun, makasalanan ka, yan yung punishment mo. Just imagine that. Yan yung wrath ni God dahil makasalanan ka. And then all of a sudden, there was this hole in front of you na nabutas, nagkaroon ng hole dyan, tapos dun pumasok lahat yung tubig. In short, instead na it will just gush to you or instead of it destroying you, it was just nothing. Nothing was just, walang pumunta sa'yo. Even an ounce, even a drop of that water did not hit you or did not hurt you because of that hole. You know what? Jesus Christ was like that hole. Siya yung naging, instead of you experiencing the wrath of God, He experienced it Himself. When He died on that cross, instead of you experiencing and dying for your sins, He was the one who paid those penalty. And alam niyo ba yung namatay si Jesus Christ sa cross? Hindi po siya parang ano, hindi siya parang, ay, medyo hihinaan ko lang yung pokpok. Kasi anak ko yan eh. I will not allow my son to be hurt. Sasabihin, siguro naisip ng iba, God the Father, maybe inutusan yung mga Roman soldiers para medyo hindi masyadong pukpukin yung pako para hindi masyadong masaktan si Jesus. No, the full wrath of God was experienced by Jesus Christ. Why? Because of you and me. Kaya nga, maalala nyo, sinabi niya doon, Father, Father! Diba? Why have you forsaken me? Ba't mo ako iniwan? Ba't mo ako pinabayaan? And you know, that signifies that He experienced the full wrath of God. And not because of His sin, it's because of your sins and my sins. You know, I remember another story. We have a churchmate, I will not say the specific church. They are kind of rich. And then, galing sila ng bangko. And then, this is a true story. And there was this, yung motor riding in tandem. And inabangan sila. Tapos, pinagbabaril sila from the window. And you know, there were two of them, okay, yung asawa, tsaka yung lalaki, tsaka yung babae. Dapat tatamaan silang dalawa. Pero because of the husband, ang ginawa niya, kinover niya yung wife niya. So ang nangyari, lahat ng baril, lahat ng bala, sa kanya tumama. And eventually, the husband died. It's really a sad story. And then the wife lived. Yung wife yung nagkwento nung nangyari. Na she was covered by the husband. And you know what? That's again another picture of what Christ did for you on the cross. You know, those bullets are the wrath of God. And you're supposed to be hit by those bullets. But because of the love of Christ in your life, He covered you. Tinakpan ka ni Lord. So nothing. You will never experience death. You will never experience yung wrath. Why? Because of what Jesus experienced. It's because of what Jesus did for you on the cross. Instead of you experiencing it, He experienced it. Siya na po yung namatay. Siya na po yung naparusahan. Siya na po yung nag-experience. Wala na tayo. And as a result, basahin natin again in verse 1, you have been raised with Christ. The reason why God, why Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, so that you will be raised with Him. So that you will experience life with Him. So you will not be living in your sins. So you will not experience death anymore. So that you will have an eternal life with Jesus Christ. That's why He died for you on the cross. Para hindi mo naisipin habang buhay na makasalanan ka. Para hindi mo na idamdamin habang buhay, iniwan ka ng tatay mo, ng nanay mo, hindi ka naging mabuting tao dati. Para hindi mo naisipin at balikan yung mga past mo. So you will be raised with Him. So that you will not, you know, lie down and ponder of the sins that you have done. Hindi mo naisipin, ako, sama ng ginawa ko, ang dami kong kasalanan. Oo nga, makasalanan ka nga. Pero namatay nga si Jesus Christ eh. God's death and resurrection was so powerful that it erases all your sins. And not just your sins, but He raised you up to live with Him. You are raised with Jesus Christ. Yun po yung kagandahan when Jesus Christ did. You know, in John 12, verse 24, I'd like to read that. You know, it's a story of a seed. Okay? And I'll tell you later the point of this. In verse 24, it says, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls onto the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." You know, just a trivia, lahat po ng mga seed na tinatanim po natin, okay, I think we have a picture of that eh. Okay, yung seed na po na tinatanim natin, for it to grow and be like that tree, it has to die first. And if that seed dies and be buried on the ground, that is the only time that it will grow. Unless it dies, unless it's buried, it will not grow. You know what? It's the same thing with Jesus Christ. Unless we are dead to our sin, unless we are dead with Jesus Christ, unless we are buried with Him, we will not grow as well. You will always find yourself tired, you know, trying to reach God, you know, being good, and you will never reach that standard of God. Sa sobrang taas ng standard ni God, wala ni isa sa atin dito yung kayang ma-reach yung level at standard ni Lord. Mapapagod ka lang. Mapu-frustrate ka lang kasi isipin mo, ano ba yan? Ang dami ko nang ginawa, kulang pa din. Totoo yun. Because you can never pay for your sins. The only way for you to grow and be that tree is for you to die and to be buried. And you know what's good is, hindi mo na nga kailangan mamatay. Why? Because Jesus died already. And He was buried already. And when you accept Him, when you accept His death on the cross, you identify with His death. And you identify when He was buried. And when He rose up again, you also identify with it. In short, nung namatay si Christ at inaccept mo yon, namatay ka na rin sa dati mong buhay. Nung nabuhay siya after 3 days, ikaw din nabuhay na. Kaya ibig sabihin, dahil buhay ka na ngayon, wala na yung old life mo. Wala na yung old life mo, wala na yung kasalanan mo. It's already dead. You are already dead to your sin. The sin should have no power over you. Why? Because of Christ's death. Okay, because of Jesus Christ. And it's already enough. Lahat po ng ginawa ni Jesus Christ. Now let's check ourselves. Let's check ourselves. Lord, yung kasalanan ba may power pa sa buhay ko? Does sin still have power over my life? Oo Lord, naniniwala ako na matay ka na sa cross. Pero Lord, bakit ganun? May mga times pa rin na nagfo-fall ako. Bakit ganun, Lord? At times, parang feeling ko may bondage pa rin. Yung enemy sa akin. Or Lord, do you really, because of what you've done, does it really mean that, you know, wala na talagang power yung sin sa akin? Or do I still live like a zombie with no purpose? Pag nagmumura ka, pag nangungopya ka, parang wala lang. Parang normal lang. Do you still have that life? Or at times, yes, we still sin. Tao lang naman po tayo. I still commit sin. But does it ring a bell? Ay, parang hindi ko na-honor si God. Ah. Parang parang mali yung nagawa ko. Parang mali yung nasabi ko ah. Are you still living with your sin or are you already dead to your sin? You know, it's good from time to time to check our hearts. You know, being raised with Christ doesn't just mean dead to sin, but we should hate sin. You know, a lot of Christians today, their only motivation is not to sin. Hindi na ako magkakasala. Ayoko na. But you know what? Not sinning and hating sin is different. You know, the death of Jesus Christ did not just give you the power not to sin. But the death of Jesus Christ gave you also the power to hate sin. Kasi magkaiba po yun eh. Ay, nakakailang linggo na ba akong hindi nagmumura? Yes, nakakailang linggo na ako. Pero magkaiba yun sa yung thought pa lang na magmumura ka, naiinis ka na. Yung you really hate it so much, you don't want to do it. Even just a thought of it, you don't want to have anything to do with it. That is what it means when you hate sin. When people are cheating, you don't like it. Because it's sin. That's what Christ died for. Or are you just not cheating? Hindi ako nangungopia. At least, di ba, Lord, hindi ako nangungopia. Do you hate sin so much that even just the thought of it, naiinis ka na? You know what? When Jesus Christ died on the cross, as I've said, He did not just give you the power not to sin, He also gave you the power to hate sin. Dapat nang gigigil ka, naiinis ka sa kasalanan. And every time the enemy would just tell you, oh, gawin mo to, ginagawa mo to, ito yung buhay mo dati. You should hate that. Why? Because you're already alive in Christ. You have been raised with Jesus Christ. Namatay na si Jesus Christ para sa mga kasalanan mo. You know what? The gospel, what Jesus Christ did on the cross, you know, the gospel did everything. It paid for everything. Ang tanong, paano ko ba magagawa yan? How can I hate sin? How can I hate sin? Paano ko ba sasabihin, ayoko na, nagagalit na ako sa sin? Can I just do it by myself? You know what? You will only hate sin when you understand or when you start to love God. You will only hate sin when you start to love God. And you start to love God when you understand what He did for you. Yung ginawa niya para sa'yo. Yung ginawa niya sa cross para sa'yo. Makikita mo, grabe pala Lord. Ang pangit ko, ang dami kong kasalanan. Napakababoy ng buhay ko. Pero because of your love, I was made perfect. I was raised with you. I am nothing, but now you have a destiny for me. You will only hate sin when you start to love God. And loving God starts when you see His beauty. When you see how majestic, how wonderful He is, that is when you will start to love God. You know, God hates sin so much. Alam niyo ba na galit si God sa sin? Why? Because He's holy. He cannot be with any single sin. God hates sin so much to the point na ang ipinalit niyang kasalanan sa kasalanan natin, yung kaisa-isa niyang anak. Can you just imagine that? Think of it. Bakit ba hindi na lang yung kasalanan, pwede na lang nating bayaran? Diba? And dahil hindi natin siya kayang bayaran, kailangan may magbayad para sa atin. And wala ni isa sa atin dito ang makapagsasabi na kaya niyang bayaran yung kasalanan nating lahat. Kasi lahat naman tayo nagkasala eh. It's only Jesus Christ. Kung ikaw yung tatay, tapos yung anak mo lang yung pwede magbayad ng lahat, medyo mag-iisip ka. Okay. Hindi ko naman, wala naman akong pakialam sa inyo lahat eh. Mas mahal ko yung anak ko. You know what? God hates sin so much to the point that He allowed His only Son to die for all of us. That's how He hates sin so much. That He was even willing for His only Son to die. Kasi siya lang yung qualified eh. Siya lang yung kaisa-isang pwedeng mamatay para sa mga kasalanan natin. Na sobrang galit ni Lord sa sin, kaya nga may hell eh. God hates sin so much that there is hell. You know, hell should not give you a picture of fear. But you know, hell should make you understand that God is so holy, He hates sin so much, kaya may hell. That's why His Son had to die for us, so that we will not go to that hell. He hates sin so much that he exchanged his only son for you and me. Ganon tayo kamahal ni Lord. Ganon ka kamahal ni Lord. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, ganon ka kamahal ni Lord. Yung katabi mo pang isa. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. I like to read there. Sabi dyan, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. You know what the gospel is? The gospel is the power of God. Ano ba yung gospel? When Jesus Christ died on the cross, when He rose again from the dead, when He paid for your sins, that is the power of God. Yung power ni God, yun po yung gospel. Yung ginawa niya sa cross, yun yung power. So it means wala ka ng, lahat ng ginawa mong kasalanan, it was paid for because it was so powerful. Walang kwenta yung kasalanan mo compared to the love of God, compared to the gospel, compared to what Jesus did on the cross. There is no power. Your sin has no power because of what Jesus did. Jesus is so supreme, more than our sins. You know what? We have some, meron ako dito nilagay. There are two lies, okay, that usually people have. First lie is, God saved me. Andiyan ba yun? You know, yes, God saved me from my sins, but can I really live in freedom? Di ba maraming tao ganun naniniwala, oh, pinatawad ni God yung mga kasalanan ko. Pero, after niya mapatawad, posible kaya na hindi ko na magawa ulit yun? Talaga bang napatawad na ako ni God at hindi ko na ulit nagagawa yun? It's one thing for you to understand that you are forgiven. It's one thing for you to understand that you can live in freedom. Can you really live in freedom? Another thing that people think is, can God really forgive my sins? Sino sa inyo rito, parang medyo minsan nahihirapan kang isipin na sa sobrang dami mong kasalanan, parang hindi pa rin enough yung pagkamatay ni Jesus Christ sa cross. At times, naisip mo yun. Ako lang? You know, my sin is so much that sometimes I'm asking God, Lord, what you did on the cross, was it really enough? Or can you really forgive my sins? You know what? The beauty of the gospel is this. The gospel did not just save you. It gives you the power to live each day. Yung gospel, hindi ka lang niya sinave sa kasalanan mo. Binigyan ka niya ng power araw-araw so you will please Him every day. Minsan iniisip natin, oh, sinave ako ni God nung namatay siya sa cross. O tapos, hanggang doon na lang. No. It also gives us the power to live each day. So, ibig sabihin, kung sinave ka ni God sa kasalanan mo dati, pwede ka pa rin maging holy ngayon at bukas, sa isang bukas, sa isang taon, after 10 years. Why? Because of the gospel. I have been walking with God for 12 years now, and I can never say that it's because of me. It's because of what He did for me. Hindi ko pwedeng ipagmalaki na kasi nagbabasa ako ng Bible eh. Kasi umatend ako ng Victory Group. Kasi magaling akong leader eh. Kasi ano, lahat ng service ina-attendan ko. Kasi perfect ako sa lahat eh. You know, hindi na ako nagsisin eh. It's only because of the gospel that I can live each day. It's by His power that I can live each day. You know, in verse 5, put to death, it says there, therefore whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, purity, lust, evil, desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Iisip mo minsan, Lord, possible kaya yan? You know what? Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, you could put to death those things. Because of what He did on the cross, you could put to death those things. You know, again in verse 8, there's another verse in verse 8. In verse 8, it says there, is it there? Yan. But now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Sino ba sa inyo rito minsan iniisip mo, Lord, grabe. Parang mawawala kaya itong anger na to? Yung rage na to? Yung malice, yung slander? Lord, yung pagiging hindi okay yung words ko, can it really happen? You know what? As I've said, the gospel did not just save your sins. The gospel also gives you the power to live and be free from this. You know, in verse 12, ito yung design sa atin ni Lord, God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Naisip ko dati, Lord, napaka-impatient kong tao. Can I really be patient? Can I really be gentle? Eh, lumaki nga ako sa palengke. Every time I speak, there's rage. Parang laging galit. Parang lagi may pinaglalaban. Can I really love people the way you love me? Dati iniisip ko, ako lang yun eh. Okay na ako. Basta ako kayo ako. Baala kayo sa buhay nyo. That's really selfish. Can I really be compassionate? Will there come a time na iisipin ko, kawawa naman yung mga tao? Kawawa sila, kawawa rin ako eh. E di isipin ko na lang yung sarili ko kasi sa kanila. Will there come a time that we will experience this? Yes. Why? Because you have been raised with Christ. When you were raised with Christ, it comes with compassion. It comes with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That is why when you ask yourself, Lord, meron ba ako ng mga yan? Kung meron, praise God. Continue to live with it. If none, maybe ask yourself, Lord, am I really living with you? Is sin already dead in my life? Did I really believe that your death is so powerful that erase all of my past and it designs my future? Ask yourself, Lord, since I want to have those, can I really live? Totoo ba talaga yung salvation ko, Lord? Is the gospel so powerful that I forgot that I'm a sinful person? Ask yourself. You know, before we close, I want to show you a video. You know, this is a video, a story of, maybe for some of you, this is very familiar. Story of a father who's working in a rail station. And accidentally, the son fell down, okay, on the bridge. Actually, the title of this movie is The Bridge. And then eventually, something happened. And I want to show you this video, and I want us to watch this. You know, there's a difference and a similarity between the love of God and that father's love to his son. The similarity is, you know, the story of Jesus Christ was like that. He was sacrificed so that we will live. Same thing with the son. For people to live, especially on that train, yung mga nandun sa train na yun, for them to live and not be, you know, derailed at mahulog sa bridge, the son had to be sacrificed. Another similarity is the father. I believe when Jesus Christ was being nailed on the cross, kahit na Joshua, at the same time, he is also a father. And I just know that when Jesus was being nailed on that cross, his heart was grieving. That's his only son. But because of his love for us, he allowed his son to die. You know, the difference is that was an accident. That was an unplanned situation. If probably the father had a choice, hindi niya hayaan na yung anak niya mamatay doon. Yung nandun sa pinanood natin. You know, Jesus' death is not an accident. It is planned. It has been thought of. It has been carefully thought of by God. Why? Because of His love for you and me. You know, as those people are on the train, sometimes we could be like that, you know. We can just live each day as if nothing happened, as if Christ did not die for you, as if Jesus Christ did not pay for your sins. Alam mo na namatay si Jesus eh. But you're still living in your old self, your old life. Nothing happened. It's as if you're the same person. I want to encourage you. It says there, you have been raised with Christ. Your sin, everything has been paid for. You can live with Christ because He already lived. He already suffered for everything. You don't have to do anything. And there's power in His death. A power to live each day. Can we just bow our heads and pray?